New Zealand has become the latest Western nation to commit military forces to Iraq. It's a small number, up to 143 personnel, and they are not combat troops. Their role will be to train Iraqi security forces, and the target is clearly ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq in Syria. The Obama administration often refers to that group as ISIL, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key announced the plans Tuesday, informing the parliament rather than seeking a vote on the action. That produced some controversy, as the opposition Labour Party claimed a parliamentary vote would have failed. The New Zealand Herald quotes Key as saying New Zealanders considered as possible risks as extremists have nearly doubled over the past year. Key puts the current number at 60 to 70. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation quotes sources as saying Australia is likely to send several hundred additional troops to Iraq to help with that training. Australia already has about 200 special forces in the country. Last November, President Obama approved sending up to 1,500 additional U.S. troops to Iraq, joining roughly 1,400 already on the ground. Bill Dorman, HBR News.